Time now to turn our attention to the international newspapers. Alitza Gadava has been looking at them for us. Well, it's for a 50, I imagine it's that Iran-Israel conflict. I can see it there dominating the front pages at least.
That's right. If Iranian daily Tehran Times here is focusing on Israel's targets on Iran's national TV, saying that journalists aren't giving up, we have then Israeli right-wing paper, the Jerusalem Post, that is focusing on IDF's military gains, saying that 80 to 90% of the Iranian missiles were intercepted. And it adds that Israel destroyed a third of Iran's ballistic missile launchers. We have then a French daily, left-wing daily Le Monde, that says that Iran was hit from all sides, threatened with chaos here. We have also the British left-wing Morning Star with this very visual front page here that says no respite. The paper says that the conflict shows no signs of slowing. And finally, I want to show you the front page of the American Financial Times that says that Israel claims control of Tehran skies, saying that so far the conflict has cost more than 260 lives.
Any articles, Alitza, looking at the US role in all of this?
Yes, I want to show you this interesting article by Al Jazeera that says that Trump's cabinet is less hawkish on Iran. The paper says that the US president has surrounded himself with supporters who are possibly influencing his appetite for war, or his lack of appetite. The paper says that Trump's decision to intervene or not will reveal how the US president responds to the deep ideological rift within his Republican supporters. The paper says that on the one hand, there are the America First supporters who prioritize domestic policy and non-intervention. But on the other hand, there are those who are more eager to pursue military intervention and force regime change abroad. And I also want to show you this article in the New York Times that also talks about Trump's choice to intervene or not. It says it's a last chance diplomacy or a bunker busting bomb. The paper reminds that if Trump decides to get involved in the war, this will imperil any chance of a nuclear disarmament deal. And the Times reminds that at the same time, only America's bunker buster bomb can reach the nuclear enrichment facility at Fordo that Israel is trying to destroy. But that, of course, would mean a U.S. involvement in the war. And finally, I want to show you this article by The Guardian, the Daily Guardian, that says that a Democratic Senator, Tim Kaine, has proposed to prohibit U.S. forces from taking action against Iran without approval from Congress. And this aims to curb Trump's war powers.
Interesting. Alitza, on another note, you've picked up on an article about the Trump family company and a new venture.
That's right. Their new venture, their new big project is a mobile phone company. It's called the Trump Mobile, and it's a wireless service offer paired with this golden phone that we can see here. And the Trump company promises to have it ready by this summer. And Donald Trump's son, Eric, said that it's all about being patriotic. So their goal is to fully produce the phones in the United States. But the Wall Street Journal is quite skeptical of this promise. It says that the Trump smartphone cannot be made in America for less than $500 by August. The paper says that supply chain experts agree that because of the tariffs that Trump imposed, the US would need many, many years and billions of dollars to establish factories like those in China that would produce the necessary parts to build this phone domestically. And even if it's possible to be made in the United States, the phone would cost way, way more than an iPhone. And Wired here has, the tech magazine Wired has an article asking 9 urgent questions about Trump Mobile, and there are many questions from privacy concerns to Trump's confusing promises. But the final urgent question is, can you get the refund? And the answer is no, you absolutely cannot.
Okay, I can think of a few previous world leaders that might have liked that phone. Anyway, moving on, you have, finally for us, you have a story about the world's oldest parents. They are over 100 years old, if I'm reading things right.
Yes, and it's the world's oldest tortoise father. His name is Goliath, and he's 135 years old. He was born at the end of the 19th century. He has gone through 25 American presidencies and two world wars, but he had one milestone that he didn't manage to reach with many partners, and this is fatherhood. But he found his one and only. Her name is Sweet Pea, and she's aged between 85 and 100 years old, and now they're the world's oldest parents. And the Times reported that the birth went well. This is the post-birth picture. This is the happy dad and his baby. We don't know her or his name yet. I guess they want to keep their privacy.
We might never know. But yeah, lovely photo there to finish it. It's a lovely story to finish on. Thanks a lot for that review of the International Papers.